Moby Dick, a play for radio from Herman Melville's novel by Henry Reed, with music by Anthony Hopkins. Colin Blakely plays Captain Ahab, Marius Goring, Father Mapple, Philip Sully, Ishmael, and Malcolm Hayes, Starbuck. Moby Dick.
And God spake unto the fish, and from the shuddering cold and blackness of the sea, the whale came breaching up towards the warm and pleasant sun and all the delights of air and earth, and vomited out Jonah upon the dry land, when the word of the Lord came a second time, and Jonah bruised and beaten, his ears like two seashells, still multitudinously murmuring of the ocean, Jonah did the Almighty's bidding. But oh, shipmates, on the starboard hand of every woe, there is a sure delight, and higher the top of that delight than the bottom of the woe is deep. And delight is to him a far, far upward and inward delight, is to him who gives no quarter in the truth. Delight, top gallant delight, is to him who acknowledges no law or lord.
Quick, quack.
The Lord his God.
Quick, quack.
And is only a patriot.
It's time to go.
Heaven.
Shh. Be quiet. It's midnight already.
Who coming to lay him down?
Excuse me, sir. Can I move
say
past?
With his final breath.
Thank you.
Oh, Father.
Come on, Queequeg, this way.
Or immortal, here I die.
Don't drop your harpoon.
To be thine. More than
weapons.
Be this world's or
in
my
the house
own.
Of God.
Yet this is
come
nothing.
Come on, Queequeg.
I leave eternity to thee. For what is man that he should live out the lifetime of his God?
Queequeg, look. Look at the stars. Look at them before the last cloud covers them. Upward and inward delight. Queequeg, it's Christmas Day. And where shall we see our next? In the waters of Tahiti? Off the high green coasts of Java? Or your own Kokovoko?
Oh, Kokovoko.
That's goodbye to Nantucket at all events.
Avast there! Good morning, shipmates, and a Merry Christmas to you all.
A Merry Christmas.
You're out very early, shipmates?
We're just going aboard. We sail this morning.
And which ship might you be on, if I dare make so bold?
The one at the end there by Captain Bildad's warehouse. Can you see her? She's called the... Why are you looking like that?
She's called the Pequod.
Well, what of it?
So you've shipped under Captain Ahab.
Yes.
And you've signed your articles.
Did you expect us not to?
Was there anything in them about your souls?
Queequeg, let's go.
Stop!
Well?
He said true. You haven't seen him. You haven't seen old Thunder yet, have ye?
No, we haven't. He's sick, they say. But he'll be all right again before long.
All right. Look ye, when Captain Ahab is all right, then this stiffened arm of mine will be all right, do you see?
Come on. Come on. He can't be him very cold.
In a minute, Queequeg. They didn't tell us much about him, it's true. But
they told you nothing of what happened to him off Cape Horn long ago when he lay like dead for 3 days and nights.
No.
Nothing about the deadly scrimmage with the Spaniard in center afore the altar, eh? Nothing about the silver calabash he spat into. Nothing about a parmaceti taking off his leg according to the prophecy. No. I didn't think he'd know of that. How could he?
I know all about the loss of his leg.
All about it, eh? Sure you do, all?
Pretty sure.
Well, good luck to ye both. Some sailors or other must go with him, I suppose. But look. Look yonder.
Where?
There. By the Pequod. Your ship, Sonny. Your ship. Do you see them now? Going aboard, eh? Do you see them? 3, 4, 5 of them. Do you see them?
Yes, I do see them. 4. No, 5 men. But what of it? What of it?
See if you can find them when you get on board, will you?
Who are you? What's your name, you old madman?
They call me...
Go away! Go away!
Elijah. And what's your name, young shipmate? What's your name?
Call me Ishmael.
Mr. Starbuck, are you sure everything is right?
I'm sure it is, Captain Fellick. Have you bid farewell to Captain Ahab?
Indeed I have, Mr. Starbuck. I just spoke to him in his cabin. Very well, he seemed very certain and triumphant, I thought. There's nothing more to be brought from shore, is there?
Nothing at all, sir. Mr. Stubb, Mr. Flask, will you come and bid goodbye to the owners?
I've said goodbye to them once. You're wasting time, Mr. Starbuck, wasting time. Call all hands and send them aft. Master aft, master aft!
Up the sails!
What is it now, you young urchin?
Am I not to see Captain Ahab before we sail, sir?
What dost want of Captain Ahab? Thou art shipped all right enough?
Yes, sir, but I should have liked to see him.
Then I'll be able to at present, lad.
I see, sir.
I'd like him well enough, never fear. He's a queer man, but a good one. A grand, ungodly, godlike man. He doesn't speak much, but when he does, he may well listen. Ahab's above the common. He's been in colleges as well as among the cannibals and fixed his fiery lance in mightier, stronger foes than whales. He's Ahab, boy. And Ahab of old, thou knowest, was a crowned king.
And a very vile one. When he was slain, the dogs, did they not lick his blood?
Never say that aboard the Pequod, boy. Captain Ahab did not name himself. I know him well. A good man. I know that since he lost his leg by that cursed whale, he's been moody. Desperate and savage too sometimes, but that will all pass off, I assure thee. Look. You've got the sails up at last. Goodbye to thee. And wrong not Captain Ahab for his wicked name.
I will not, indeed, sir.
Besides, my boy, he has a wife, a sweet, resigned girl, and a child as well. Do you think, then, there can be utter hopeless harm in Ahab? No, my lad. Stricken, blasted if he be, Ahab has his humanities.
Men, God bless ye, men, and have ye in his holy keeping. Goodbye. Good luck to ye all. And this day, 3 years, I'll have a hot supper smoking for ye in old Nantucket. Be careful in the hunt, and don't stave the boats needlessly. Don't forget your prayers either, and don't wail it too much a Lord's Day. If ye touch at the islands, beware of fornication. Goodbye, men. Goodbye.
If you touch at the islands are far away southwards, and here is the dreadful sight of snowfall on sliding water, the slow, dead bite of the cold, the jaws of the blind ice closing, the claws distending and binding their fiend's grip tighter and tighter.
And my tomorrow came, and worse than the pain in my temples, or the pain in my frozen hands as I clung to the glassy rigging, was the thought of the light round the harbor, the warmth reaching out into the darkness, the voice of the hidden singer. This was the pain I expected.
Their fiend's grip tighter and tighter. In the strangling exile of winter, the iceberg breaking south and far from its proper confines, till a link in the ice chain melts, and the wind for a lulling moment suspends its roaring song. The spring has begun to enter.
The pain I expected died in a maze of other tomorrows. I expected it to die, and the real winter survived it. And now, with its murmur and mocking, the spring has survived the winter. I can feel my flesh on my flesh, and nearer the islands.
Quick, Wag. Quick, Wag, this is a strange ship, you know.
You don't like them, huh?
Boy, what's wrong with her?
Well, there's nothing wrong with her, I suppose. But we've been out 22 days and still no sign of Captain Ahab. I can't get used to a ship without a captain.
Captain Ahab, very kind man, Mr. Sheen.
I dare say, Pitt, but if I never see him...
You see him. You see him soon.
You'll see him soon enough, sonny. It'll be that you won't get used to so easy.
And he's the temper of very hell since he lost his leg last trip.
Yeah. That in truth was a start.
It wasn't last trip, and it wasn't 5 years ago, and it wasn't off Sunder. He was dismasted off the Japans by a whale, and nobody knows when. But like his dismasted ship, he shipped another without coming home for it.
What do you mean?
He means his wooden leg.
Ah, there's no wooden leg either, sonny. That leg is solid ivory. It was made of a sperm whale's jaw.
Yes, and you'll soon hear it tap, tap, tapping along the deck at night.
What a dreadful sound. It's like a shark's jaw grinding.
It's like a noise from a coffin.
That is like no earthly sound.
Manker, come up on deck with me. I want to get one glimpse of him before nightfall.
Right, sonny. But keep well out of sight. We don't want to be taken for peeping toms, even if that's what we be.
Where is he?
There. On the quarter deck.
And Peleg said he was godlike. And I expected a god. Not a triumphant one, perhaps, but one that has suffered. But he's not a god. Not yet a hero. He's a king. King Ahab. How tall and giant-like he seems from here. And look, Manker, that scar that goes all down his cheek and neck.
Aye. And down his side and flank, tis said. Come back. Don't let him see you. Now, tis all right. He's gone.
Manker, can I ask you a question? Something secret.
Why, yes, of course, Milan.
How soundly do you sleep at night?
That's not much of a secret.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, that three times this week I've been woken by noises that seem to come from what sounds like the locked-up afterhold. Murmurs of voices. A rustle of moving limbs. And the sound of a cask. Do you think there are stowaways on board?
No, lad, no. Don't worry your head. We'd have found out stowaways by now. Even stowaways can't live on nothing. There's thousands of odd noises on an old bone shaker like this. I'm going aloft. See you at supper.
The manker's wrong. Those are not ordinary noises.
Thank you. Stubb. Three men have told me they suspect stowaways on board. They say they heard noises from the afterhold during the night.
Maybe, Flask, maybe. The only thing that's ever disturbed me at night is the blasted tap of the old man's blasted leg.
Blasted's the word. Think of that. Cracking over you all the night through. Listen. Stop.
Mr. Starbuck!
Come in, sir. Yes, Captain Ayer.
Starbuck, call all hands aft.
All hands, sir? Is there anything amiss?
Starbuck, I ask ye to call all hands aft. Will ye do so, or must I do it myself? All hands aft!
All hands aft!
All hands aft!
Mastheads there! Come now!
Aye, aye, sir!
Pip, go and bang your tambourine in every rat hole in the ship.
All hands here, sir.
All hands here. Men, what do ye do when ye see a whale, men?
Sing it out for him!
Good. And what do ye sing, men?
There she goes! There she goes!
And what do ye do next, men?
Lower away after him!
And what tune is it ye pull it to, men?
Against the whale!
All ye mastheaders have before now heard me give orders about whales, and about one whale especially, a white whale.
Yes, sir! A white whale!
Well, look here, then. Do you see this Spanish ounce of gold? It is a $16 piece, man. Do you see it?
Yes, sir!
Good, Mr. Starbuck. Hand me yon top maul.
Aye, aye, sir.
See how this gold piece glows. See how it shines when I polish it. Thank ye, Mr. Starbuck. Thank ye. Look ye then, men. This $16 piece of gold shall be hammered with my own hands to this mainmast. And men, whoever of ye raises me a white-headed whale with a wrinkled brow and a crooked jaw, a white-headed whale with three holes punctured in his starboard fluke, look ye, whosoever of ye raises me that same white whale, he shall have this gold ounce, me boy! It's a white whale, I say, a white whale. Skin your eyes for him, men. Look sharp for white water. If ye see but a bubble, sing out!
Captain Ahab!
Who's that? Tashtego!
Captain Ahab, that white whale must be the same that some call Moby Dick.
Moby Dick! Do you know the white whale then, Tash?
Does he fantail a little curious, sir, before he goes down?
Yes, a curious spark too, Captain Ahab. A very bushy, even for a pharmaceutic, and a mighty quick, sir.
And he have one, two, three, oh, good many iron in him, hide, Cap. All twisted and twisted, like him.
Corkscrew, aye. Quick. The harpoons lie all twisted and wrenched in him. Aye, Dago. His spout is a big one like a whole shock of wheat, and white as a pile of Nantucket wool after the sheep shearing. Aye, Tashtego, and he fantails like a split jib in a squall. Death and devils, man. It is Moby Dick ye have seen. Moby Dick! Moby Dick! We quick.
Sir!
Where did ye see Moby Dick?
We see him, Tahiti.
And you, Dago?
A Greenland, sir.
And you, Tashtego?
Off Japan, sir.
It is Moby Dick ye have seen. He sweeps the world.
Captain Ahab, was it not Moby Dick that took off thy leg?
Who told thee that?
Aye, Starbuck. Aye, my heart is all round. It was Moby Dick that dismasted me. Moby Dick that brought me to this dead stump I stand on now. It was that accursed white whale that raised me, made a poor pagan lover of me forever and a day. I thunder in hell, and I'll chase him round Good Hope, and round the Horn, and round the Norway Maelstrom, and round Perdition's flames before I give him up. And this is what ye have shipped for, men. To chase the white whale on both sides of land and over all sides of earth till he spouts black blood and rolls fin out. A shaman! Will ye splice hands on it now? God bless ye, men. God bless ye. Steward, go draw the great measure of grog. But what's this long face for, Mr. Starbuck? Will not chase the white whale. Art not game for Moby Dick?
I am game for his crooked jaw, and for the jaws of death too, Captain Ahab. If it fairly comes in the way of the business we follow. But I came here to hunt whales, not my commander's vengeance. How many barrels will thy vengeance yield thee, even if thou gettest it, Captain Ahab? It will not fetch thee much in our Nantucket market.
Nantucket market, hoot! Come closer, man.
If money's to be the counter, Starbuck, then let me tell thee that my vengeance will fetch a great premium of gold. Here. Here, man. In my heart.
But vengeance on a dumb brute, sir, that simply smote thee from blindest instinct. To be engaged so with a dumb thing, Captain Ahab, is blasphemy.
A dumb thing, you say, Starbuck? Listen. All visible objects, aye, and dumb things too, are only masks. But in every event, every act, every deed, some hidden thing, unknown yet reasoning, puts forth its features from behind the mask. Sometimes I think there's naught beyond it. But 'tis enough. He tasks me. He heaps me. I see him in outrageous strength, with an inscrutable malice sinewing it. That inscrutable thing is what I chiefly hate. And be the white whale agent or be the white whale principal, I will break that hate upon him. Talk not to me of blasphemy, man. I'd strike the sun if it insulted me. Look at the crew, Starbuck. I think of one and all with Ahab in this matter. See, yonder Tillian. He snorts with joy to think of it. See, stop. He laughs. Stand up against the general hurricane. Thy one-tossed sapling cannot, Starbuck. Surely, from this one poor hunt, you, the best lance in old Nantucket, surely you will not hang back. Starbuck, dear man, you cannot oppose me now.
God keep me. Keep us all.
The measure! The measure! Drink and pass! Round with it! Round! Round with it! Short draughts, long swallows, men. 'Tis as hot as Satan's hoof. Ah, so it goes round excellently. It spiralizes in ye. Steward, refill. Drink, ye harpooneers. Drink and swear. Death to Moby Dick. God, hunt us all if we do not hunt Moby Dick to his death.
Death to Moby Dick! Death to the white whale!
fine Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain.
No, not a sentimental song, lads. That's bad for their digestion. Sing something else.
Our captain stood upon the deck, a spyglass in his hand, a viewing of those gallant whales that blew at every strand. Oh, the chums in your boats, me boys, and by your braces stand, and we have one of those fine, fine whales, and boys over land. So be cheery, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bowl up near is a striking the whale. So be cheery, me lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bowl up near is a striking the whale.
I leave a white and turbid wake, pale waters, paler cheeks where'er I sail. The envious billows sidelong swell to drown my track. Let them, but first I pass. Time was when the sunrise spurred me and the sunset soothed. No more this lovely light. It lights not me. Damned, most subtly and most malignantly, damned in the midst of paradise. And Starbuck thinks me mad, but I'm demoniac. I am madness, maddened. And they were ready for me. My one cogged circle fits all their various wheels, and they revolve. They are mine. They are mine forever. Nor are they alone. Wait. Fidala. Are ye there, Fidala?
Aye, Captain Ahab. I am here.
Good. And are ye ready, Fidala?
I am ready, Ahab.
For all I shall want ye for?
For everything.
And the others?
They too are ready.
Good. Go back, Fidala. You shall not wait long. Mine forever. And Starbuck, aye, man, stare out to sea as hard as you will. You two are mine till the end.
My soul is more than matched. She is overmanned and by a madman. And I must obey, rebelling, and worse, hate with a touch of pity. For in his eyes I read a lurid woe that would shrivel me up. Yet there is hope. The hated whale has the whole round watery world to swim in. His heaven-insulting purpose heaven may yet wedge aside. Stand by me, hold me, bind me, O ye blessed influence.
Listen, boys, listen to me. See what you say. Speak, where's your tambourine?
Yeah, let's have a jig.
I don't care for your dances. I won't stay. I won't stay. I heard all their chattering all night. The white whale spoke of but once, and only tonight he swore him in to hunt him. Oh, thou big white god aloft there in the darkness, have mercy on this small black boy down here below. Preserve him from all men that have not bowels to feel fear. White, white, white.
Whiteness is lovely. Oh, come and go, white angels, on the snowy stairways of heaven. Whiteness is lovely, then. Whiteness is lovely as it lies on the city roofs. The winter morning is a transfixed delight in the still small garden of home. The snowy pearl gleams in your ear and is lovely. Alabaster gleams white on breast and thigh in the marble temple under shine of planet and star. In the days of Caesar, white stones were joyful days. There are white moons and roses.
We are hunting a white whale.
But what of that whiteness with no house or tree beneath it? Under the snow, the ice, and under the ice, the white eternal waters gushing in darkness. Whiteness is also terror. Over the snow, under the great blind eye of the Antarctic, on his white horse the blizzard rides, a shrouded figure in the mist, his white voice winding round you. Under the tropic wave, the white shark glides and waits. Whiteness is terror, the albino breast and thigh.
We are hunting a white whale.
Mountains far away, upon the hills I lie all day. The shadows on me dance and play. I lie and sing, I lie and sing.
Beautiful, Cabaco, beautiful. There's nothing I like better than taking my leisure and hearing a beautiful song and watching other people work. Very, very nice. Come on now, Ishmael. There's no need to stop. That's a very nice mat you're making.
Anchor, do you know how long we've been at sea?
Aye, sonny, I do. 170 days, and I know what you're going to say.
We haven't seen a whale.
Best it was the old mogul you wanted to feast your eyes on, eh? And now it's whales. Curiosity's a powerful thing.
Yes, but not only haven't we seen whales, we've not spoken a single ship. Not one.
Ah, well. They're probably avoiding us.
Don't you worry, me boy. There'll be plenty of ships once we round that old Cape of Good Hope. Aye, and plenty of whales, too. And when we get to Java Head, why, we shan't be able to move for whales. You'll be able to get out and walk over them, if so be your wish.
Java Head.
The sky is all about me spread. The bee towards the flower is led. He weaves a silence round my head. I lie and sing. I lie and sing.
What's that?
There. There. What is it?
There it is. They're shouting.
Tashtego's pointing.
Archibald!
the starboard bow.
There she blows.
A farmer setting.
Oh, he's gone.
Don't you worry, sonny. He'll come up again where you least expect it.
George, quick. Starboard. Stop.
That's all right.
Get your men ready to lower all boats if he comes up again.
Aye, sir.
What color was he, Tersh?
Black, Captain. Black as night.
Well, here's your chance, Starbuck.
And I shall take it, Captain Ahab.
God bless you, Starbuck. You're a good man. Ready to lower, Starbuck.
Aye, aye, sir.
Perdana!
Ah!
What's the matter?
In the hold. In the hold, five of them, Ishmael. Ishmael, don't let them have me. Don't let them. There they are.
God in heaven. Then there were stowaways.
Into the boat!
Go.
Don't worry, Pip, don't worry. We'll be back to you. And they're going too. You won't be alone with them. Goodbye, Pip. Watch out for us.
Lower away!
Lower away, boys! Lower away!
Come on, Pip. You'll have a whole boatload of men to protect you. Come on up to the foretop, and we'll watch the chase. Here we are, me boy, and a whole great sea below us. Can you see him, boy? There she blows. Now do you see her spout, Pip? Do you see?
Aye, there she blows. There.
Aye, and how long before that great white fountain runs red down her great black sides? And do you see the four boats, me boy? There they go. And now they're spacing out. Tell me, Pip. Tell me. Who's in which? Where's Ahab and those Parsi devils?
There. I can see Captain Ahab standing in his boat and pointing.
Defend yourselves! Give way, all four boats! Stop! Left!
Put up, Mortimer! Aye, aye, sir! Stay back! There again! There she blows right ahead, boys! Stay back! Never eat until you get a boy, Archie!
Oh, boy, don't mind him, sir. I knew it all before now. Did I hear him in the hole? They were stowaways with a blast! Pull!
After her. Mr. Flask has pulled out to leeward, and he's nearer.
Where's he, Stubb? He cares for nothing. Where's Stubb?
He's behind. Look.
Why not try and pull? Why don't he snap your oars, dear little rascal? The devil, let's see, you're all asleep.
Mr. Starbuck has gone right across Mr. Stump's bow. Right across Manka. Now they're closer to her. There go her flukes. She's under again, Manka. She's gone.
She'll be up again, boy. They're closing in on her. And whose is that boat so far ahead?
It is Ahab's. But look, they've all stopped. The boats are resting on the water. And the men have stopped pulling. And where's the whale?
You don't know how to look, me child. She goes below the water, just below the white water. Now, they're after her again.
Yes, they're nearer. Can you see?
I can see.
Oh, Ishmael.
Pull, boys! Pull like hell!
Why not try pulling, dear children? Have you ever thought of that?
Pull, Brigada! Pull, ye sprites of hell! See that those other creatures? Pull! Pull! Pull!
That life is like. Again and again, the enormous creature at bay in his final flurry of blood, the torn boats in the water, the vast seas rolling indifferently over defeat of creature or man, the great beast turning, head to the sun, to die. Lying so great that the windy and creaking vessel must be steered and tied to his side as to a harbor. He will be picked up and peeled by midget men. The giant tackles will strip his body white. Shapeless and bloody, his swinging garment of flesh will hang from the maintop and touch the deck. Can you think what that life is like?
The reek of blood through the mist, and blood baked in sunlight. The slither of blood on the deck, and blood in the tempest. The somber rites performed, can you think of a carcass stripped and beheaded, the sharks and the birds around it, the white mass floating there, the waves breaking on it, a menace to ships in the dark?
Can you think of the weeks drifting through sunlight or storm, no vessel spoken, or spoken quickly gone on a jealous quest?
Can you think of the mad gray lust of a captain, a different quest running its course nightly throughout his brain?
We had up playthings of his mad dreams, Stubb. And I don't doubt we shall end as the playthings of his mad life.
You still thinking of old Moby Dick, sir?
Do you think Ahab there ever ceases to think of him?
Well, maybe not, sir. But at this rate, the ship will be full to bursting before ever we reach Moby Dick's tennis courts.
5 whales in a week, Mr. Starbuck.
It's grand to settle a little lower in the water so soon.
Nothing shakes your spirits, does it, Stubb? Yet in your heart, you know that Ahab would throw every barrel of sperm overboard if to do so would speed him in chasing Moby Dick. Once that white hump is sighted, he'd count cargo, eye, and life as well as nothing.
Well, you may be right, Mr. Starbuck, but I hope not. I'm damned if I be for it. I can't find it in my heart to worry. No, sir, there's only one thing aboard this ship that worries little Stubb.
Fedallah.
Fedallah. Somehow I find myself avoiding giving him orders. It would seem almost like giving orders to Captain Ahab himself.
It would be giving orders to Ahab, Stubb. He's Ahab's evil spirit, Stubb. A quiet demon guiding him, controlling him. An element in his soul. And how dare you or I give orders there? Look out there, Stubb. Can you see them?
Aye, I can see them.
They'll stand like that for hours, Stubb. Fedallah's shadow shadowing Ahab in the sunlight. And Ahab muttering to the dead whale's head.
Speak. Speak, thou vast and venerable heap with hoary masses. Speak, mighty head, and tell us the secret thing that is in thee. Of all divers, thou hast dived the deepest. That head, upon which the upper sun now gleams, has moved amid this world's foundations. Your unrecorded names and navies rust, and untold hopes and anchors rot. There, in that awful waterland, there was thy most familiar home. Thou hast been where bell or diver never went, hast slept by many a sailor's side, where sleepless mothers would give their lives to lay them down. And you cannot see what men have done to you. I.
Well, now that's cheering. Fire away!
3 points on the starboard bow, sir. Bringing down her breeze to us.
She's signaling, sir.
What's her name?
Why, it's the Jeroboam of Nantucket, Captain Ahab. We have letters for her, I think. Shall I lower a boat, sir, and ask her to lower one?
Aye, as you will, Starbuck. She's homeward bound. Who knows what she's seen in these 2 years and more. Yo, boy.
Sir.
Give me the loud hailer. And take this key and get the letters from the locker and give them to Mr. Starbuck.
Yes, sir. Here's the trumpet.
The Pequod of Nantucket calls the Jeroboam!
Jeroboam of Nantucket! Answer the
people. Have ye seen the white whale?
What ye say?
Have ye seen the white whale?
Yes.
By God, Starbuck, they have seen Moby Dick. Ask the captain if he will lower and come aboard. Tell him we have letters for him.
Steward, have you got those letters yet?
Sir, there's only one letter for the Jeroboam, sir.
Ask the captain to come aboard. Mayhew, isn't it? Aye, I've met him before. A good, sober man, Starbuck. Not a match for Moby Dick. But news of him at last. Bring him to the cabin when he comes aboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
Welcome, Captain Mayhew. And have ye had a good trip?
A day to ye, Captain Ahab.
Come and sit here. This is the only comfortable chair. Come and sit ye down as well, Starbuck. Ye'll take rum, Captain Mayhew?
Forgive me, Captain Ahab. I've no wish to be unsociable, but I will not drink, if you'll excuse me.
Well, I will drink for us both, Captain Mayhew, eh? Tell me,
Mayhew. I cannot put off asking. You've seen the white whale.
Aye, we saw Moby Dick.
You haven't killed him?
No, Captain Ahab. And I doubt if the boat that will kill him be made yet. Captain Ahab, we had the most successful trip I ever recall till we caught sight of that ugly white hump. Did you ever meet young Macy, my mate?
Why? In God's name, has anything happened to him?
Macy is dead, Mr. Starbuck. Aye, and 'twas that gross white devil that took him off. I begged him not to lower for him, but he was a man careless and high-spirited. He had been but 5 minutes after the whale when the creature turned and charged at the boat and tore it to pieces. Not one man was hurt beyond a shaking, except for Macy. And Macy was thrown 100 yards away, and when we got to him, he was stone dead. Dead and not a bruise on his poor young body.
Tis Moby Dick. That is his way. He knows 1,000 forms of mischief. Do you see this ivory stump, Mayhew? That's a piece of Moby Dick's work. And do you think I shall let it go unavenged? No, Mayhew, no. I shall not.
Captain Ahab, are you in your senses? You didn't intend to lower for him again.
I do intend to, Captain Mayhew.
Then God help you and your crew as well.
I need no help from God, Captain Mayhew.
I see. Did you say there were letters for us, Mr. Starbuck?
There's one letter, Captain Mayhew.
Who is it for?
Forgive us for this, Captain Mayhew. It is addressed in a woman's hand to Mr. Harry Macy.
Think what that life is like. Even across the sea, the winds blow tales of death, of other deaths than the deaths that surround us. Rumor and mystery weave a way like a fog about us. Every strangeness carries a warning inflection. The small fish in our wake leave us to follow another, and that is a portent. The trumpet drops from the lips of a friendly stranger, and that means evil. Evil murmurs surround us.
And still the fountain rises in the distance, enticement in the sun. The fogs disperse, evil and portent, rumor and mystery forgotten. Again the fiery hunt sets out on its murderous way.
And some return not from that murderous way. Or worse, return as strangers.
Return as strangers.
As strangers.
The young fool before what would happen if he jumped again from the boat. I will not have cowards in my boat, whether they're man or boy, or black or white. I didn't mean the boy any harm, but last time the line hit him, he jumped right out of the boat. I had to pick him up and lose the biggest whale of the season to save his black little life. Never jump out of the boat, I told him. And he did it again today. I told him if he did it again, I'd leave him behind. And I did. Mr. Starbuck, I only wanted to give the boy a fright to put some sense into his head. I did think your own boat was straight behind.
Well, it wasn't, Stubb. The ship itself picked him up, and he must have been in the water for over an hour.
But for God's sake, Mr. Starbuck, he is safe and sound, isn't he?
Well, he's safe, at all events.
But is he ill? Is he in a fever?
He's in a fever, if you call it that, from which he won't recover if he lives till 80. Now come down and speak a kind word to him, if you can.
Pip? Are you all right, Pip?
Base little Pip. He died a coward. Died all a shiver. Out upon Pip. Harky, if you find Pip, tell all the Antilles he's a runaway. A coward. 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 Tell them he jumped from a whaleboat.
Mr. Starbuck, what can I do? What can I do?
Quiet. It's Captain Ayer.
Captain Ayer, sir, have you heard what has happened?
Aye, I've heard. How goes it now, Pip?
Whom call ye Pip? Pip jumped from the whaleboat. Pip's missing. We all in no cowards here. Captain Ahab, sir! Sir, is Pip trying to get on board again?
It's what I said in the boat. And what I thought as well, God help me. But, sir, I meant no harm. I meant no harm.
No, Stubb. Mechanical fools like you know neither harm nor goodness. Get on deck. And you better go to Starbuck and quiet him down, or we shall have a whole ship's company of madmen.
Yes, sir. Come on, Mr. Stubbs.
I meant the boy no harm, Mr. Starbuck. I swear...
No harm! Where sayest thou Pip was, boy?
Astern there, sir. Astern.
And who art thou, boy? I see not my reflection in the pupils of thy eyes. Who art thou, boy?
Bell boy, sir. Ship's crier. Pip. Pip. Pip the coward.
There can be no hearts above the snow line. Ye frozen heavens, look down. Ye who begot this luckless child, ye have abandoned him, ye creative libertines. Here, boy. Ahab's cabin shall be thy home henceforth. While Ahab lives, boy, thou art tied to me by cords woven of my heartstrings. Come, give me thy hand.
Shark skin. Now had Pip, poor Pip, felt such a hand as this, perhaps he'd ne'er been lost. Oh, sir, let the carpenter rivet these two hands together, the black one with the white, for I will not let thee go.
Nor will I thee, unless I should thereby drag thee to worse horrors than are here already. Come, then. Let's go. I am prouder to lead thee by thy black hand than though I grasped an emperor's.
You look sorrowful, sonny.
I am sorrowful, I think, Manker.
About poor Pip?
I think he did die, Manker, just as he says. It's a different boy that sits there in Ahab's cabin, or follows him about all day. The Pip we knew has left us, and here in his place is this mad, docile child. And he seems but part of another madness that is wandering and threading its way throughout the ship.
Yes, sonny. There is madness about this ship.
It touches everything we do. And yet, even on days like this, Manker, when the ship seems crowded to the maintop with horror, even on days like this, I can look beyond the maintop to the sky and feel upward and inward delight.
Oh, higher than albatross soaring, the white-winged goonie, higher than the wing of bird. O wing of angel, higher than the sight of man. O sight of God, see from this point of sky the last far ramparts of Asia.
bowered by the gilded, the purple and gilded sea. No motion of wave or sail. Sumatra stilled, and silent the forests of Java. The gateway of Sunda locked in enchanted air. And Bali and Timor faint through the glittering mist on the curved edge of the world.
Descend, descend, till the wave stirs on the ocean, the wind on the crest of the forest. Descend again, through the screaming and soaring of birds, hover and stay, where the world of ships and men minutely appears. You cannot miss the ships that miss each other. Ships that the round earth parts, you cannot miss them. Descend again to our lonely surface world, the world of shadowed life, where the sharp sun throws shadows of men on the decks, of sails on the water.
There is another world, becalmed and charmed under the water. Here the Leviathan innumerably and ponderously keeps his breeding ground. Here his vast roving courts pause in a giant circle.
To whose borders we, with darts, bring fright and consternation.
Yet in the still blue waters at the center, the young whales suckle calmly.
And their great mothers float in the heavenly depth. Our boat is only a drifting shape across their upward glance. Our bloody wars stir not a ripple round them. Central delight, eternal mildness of joy.
How many months have I waited for this moment? Here, at this point, here is the gateway to his own and proper world, the great Pacific. Thousands of blue and gleaming miles before us. Somewhere in that expanse he glides. The waters that slide by us, they have bathed his snowy hump. Somewhere he breathes this air as I now breathe it. Some wave is waiting for us both.
Men, Hashtego, Dagu, Queequeg! All of you!
All hands!
You know where we are!
The Pacific, sir! The Pacific! The Pacific!
The Pacific! And do you know who lives here?
Moby Dick, sir!
Aye, lads, and do ye remember my promise?
Yes, sir! Yes, sir.
It is still waiting to be claimed. The who of ye will claim it? Aye, and if I see him first, back into my own pocket it will go, with a curse for a negligent crew.
No,
sir,
no!
I'll raise him for you, sir.
Then back to your work, lads, and keep eyes all round your heads. Mr. Starbuck, a word, if you please.
Oh, the gold. The precious, precious gold. It is the ship's navel. The precious gold abloom. And they're all on fire to unscrew it. Oh, the gold. The precious gold. It's the green miser hoard.
Fadala! Fadala!
I am here.
Fadala, I have dreamt it again.
Dreamt what?
Of the hearses, Fadala. Oh, God, Fadala, the hearses!
Have I not said that neither hearse nor coffin can be thine?
And who are hearse that die on the sea?
But did I not say that ere thou canst die on this voyage, two hearses must verily be seen by thee upon the sea?
Thou saidst so.
Two hearses. And the first will not be made by mortal hands.
And the second?
the wood of the second will be grown in thy native land.
A strange sight, that, Fidella. A hearse and its plumes floating over the ocean with the waves as pallbearers. Such a sight we shall not soon see.
Thou canst not die till it be seen, Ahab.
Perhaps I am immortal, then. What was the saying about thyself?
Though it come to the last, I shall still go before thee, thy pilot.
And then?
And when I am gone before, nevertheless, ere thou canst follow, I shall yet appear to pilot thee still.
There are two pledges, then, that I shall yet slay Moby Dick and survive it.
Take yet another pledge.
What then?
A hempen rope alone can kill thee.
The gallows, you mean. I am immortal, then. Immortal, both on land and sea. What is it? What do you want, Starbuck?
The oil in the hold is leaking, sir. We must up Burton, sir, and break out.
Up Burton's and break out. Here, now that we are nearing our goal, heave to here for a week to timber a parcel of old hoops? No, Starbuck. I'll not have the Burton's hoisted.
And what will the owner say, sir?
Let the owner stand on Nantucket Beach and out yell the typhoons. What cares Ahab? Owners. Owners. As if the owners were my conscience. Look here, Starbuck. The only real owner of anything is its commander, Starbuck. And my conscience is this ship's keel. On deck.
Captain Ahab, a better man than I might well pass over in thee what he would quickly enough resent in a younger man. Aye, and in a happier, Captain Ahab.
Devils! Dost thou so much as dare to critically think of me? On deck!
Nay, sir, not yet, I do entreat. And I do dare, sir, to be forbearing.
Cannot we two understand each other better than hitherto, Captain Ahab?
There is one God that is Lord over the earth, and one captain that is Lord over the Pequod. Get on deck!
Thou hast outraged me, not insulted me, Captain Ahab. I do not ask thee to beware of Starbuck, sir. Thou wouldst but laugh. But let Ahab beware of Ahab. Beware of thyself, sir.
What's that he said? Ahab, beware of Ahab. I, of myself? Starbuck! Come back, Starbuck!
You call me back, sir?
Starbuck! Thou art but too good a fellow, Starbuck. I'm sorry for what I said to ye. Furl the topgallants, a close reef the topsails fore and aft, back the main yard, up Burton's and break out in the main hold.
Thank you, Captain.
But not always. Good Starbuck. Not always will Ahab acquiesce. No. When I come face to face with what I have come 20,000 miles to find, then nor you, nor your crew, nor all the portents and omens around us, no, nor storms and typhoons themselves shall hold me back.
Why, sir, it's stove right in at the stern!
The waves are running through it like a sieve.
Will that convince him the whole world is against what he plans, will it? Stop! Boss! Don't you see? The gale comes from the eastward. The very course Ahab has run for Moby Dick. The very course he swung today noon. Yonder to windward, all is blackness of doom. But to leeward, homeward, there it lightens up. But not with the lightning.
We are not going back, Starbuck. Have I come so far to be beaten by a howling empty wind?
The corpuscles! The corpuscles! Look aloft!
We look. There's flame all along the mainsail. What is it? What is it?
The corpuscles!
Corpuscles, have mercy on us all!
Look there! Look, Captain Ahab! The corpuscles!
The tanks are on fire!
Silence, ye craven fools! Are ye afraid of a little flame? Are ye such strangers to the sea as never to have seen a fiery mass before? Do ye not think heaven's rain can put it out?
The lightning rods! The lightning rods are still on deck. Cast the ensign to the water.
The lightning rods! Shove them overside!
No! Let them stay where they be.
This is crazy folly, sir. The ship will be split in two.
A craven, Starman. Aye, man, look up at it. Hark it well. The white flame but lights the way to the white whale. Hand me the lightning rod.
No, sir. For God's sake, Starbuck. No.
I would fain feel the lightning pulse and let mine beat against it. Blood against fire. Saw! Oh, thou clear spirit of fire. I own thy speechless, placeless power. Thou canst blind. But I can then feel my way. Thou canst consume, but I can then be ashes. Light though thou be, thou leapest out of darkness. But I am darkness leaping out of light. Leaping out of light!
A boat! A boat! Look at thy boat!
Our food is caught fire! Look, the sash is jumping lightning!
George! God is against the Ahab. 'Tis an ill voyage, ill begun and ill continued. Let me square the yards while we may, sir, and make a fair wind of it homeward to go on a better voyage than this.
Yes, sir, yes!
Let us go back, sir!
Captain Ahab! Captain Ahab! We have wife and children!
Have I no wife or child? Listen, ye cowardly fools! All your oaths to hunt the white whale are as binding as mine. And heart, soul, and body, lungs, and life, Ahab is bound. And that ye may know to what tune this heart beats, look ye here. Ah, let me go, Starbuck. Let me have the harpoon.
No, sir, no. Stand back, sir.
Don't let him touch it.
Let me go. Look. There! Thus I blow out the last fear! A sharp land steel for Moby Dick!
Mr. Starbuck!
In God's name, what's the matter, Scrub?
Sir!
What, Scrub? What is it? Speak, man.
Tobacco, sir! Tobacco fell straight from the masthead into the sea 10 minutes ago! He isn't to be seen, sir! And with this sea running, how can we hope to find him?
Tobacco, the first victim.
What shall we do, sir? What shall we do?
What shall we do?
There she is, dead. Take the glass, Sonny. Can you make out her name?
No. Wait a minute. Yes. She's called the Rachel.
The Rachel? That's a name from the Bible, isn't it, Sonny?
Yes. She wept for her children because they were not.
You must help, Captain Ahab. You must help me. We put down boats from the Rachel, but my fourth boat, missing. And my own boy is in it. My own boy among them. And but 12 years old. Oh, sir, do you think I haven't damned myself 100 times for the day I let him come? We've searched for 24 hours. Stunsail on stunsail, and still no sign. For God's sake, Captain Ahab, I beg you, I conjure you, for 48 hours let me charter your ship, and I'll pay for it, badly and roundly, if there be no other way. For 48 hours only, sir, only that. You must. You must. And you shall help me, sir. Men, run now, I implore you. Stand by to square the yards.
Touch not the rope yarn. You heard what I said.
Gardner, I will not do it. Even now, I lose time. Goodbye. God bless you, sir. I hope with all my heart you find your son. And may I forgive myself for what I am doing. But I must go. Nothing, not even this, shall stay me.
Mr. Starbuck, look to the Bendigo watch, and in 3 minutes' time, warn off all strangers. Then brace forward again, and let the ship sail as before.
Stay here a while, lad. I shall not leave thee long. Nay, lad, thou must not follow Ahab now. The hour is coming when Ahab would not scare thee from him, yet would not have thee by him. There is that in thee, poor lad, which I feel too curing to my malady. Like cures like, and for this hunt, my malady becomes my most desired health.
No, you have not a whole body, sir. Do but use poor me for your one lost leg. Only tread upon me, sir. I ask no more, so I remain a part of you.
If thou speakest thus to me, much more Ahab's purpose keels up in him. I tell thee no. It cannot be.
Oh, good master. Master.
Weep so, and I will murder thee. Oh, have a care. For Ahab, too, is mad. Listen. And thou wilt often hear my ivory foot upon the deck, and still know that I am there. Give me thy hand. There. True thou art, Pip, as the circumference to its center. So God forever bless thee. And if it come to it, God forever save thee. Let what will befall.
In he this instant stood, I stand in his air. But I'm alone. Now were even poor Pip here, I could endure it, but he's missing. Above there, I hear Ivory. Oh, master, master. I am indeed downhearted when you walk over me. But here I'll stay, though this stern strikes rocks and they bulge through, and oysters come to join me.
Starbuck.
Sir?
Oh. Starbuck. It is a mild, mild wind, and a mild-looking sky. On such a day, I struck my first whale. I was 18. 40 years ago. And
out of those 40 years, I have not spent 3 ashore. When I think of this life I have led, that desolation of solitude it has been.
Oh, my captain.
Away, whole oceans away from the young girl wife I wedded past 50 and sailed for Cape Horn the next day. Wife, father, a widow with her husband alive. What a 40 years fool has Ahab been. Why this strife of the chase? Oh, Starbuck, brush this old hair aside. It blinds me that I seem to weep.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
I feel deadly faint and bowed, as though I were Adam, staggering beneath the piled centuries since paradise. Stand close to me, Starbuck. I see my wife and child in thy eye.
Wife and child, too, are Starbucks. Wife and child of his youth, even as thine, sir, are wife and child of thy age.
Stay on board, Starbuck. Lower not when I do. When Brandon Ahab gives chase to Moby Dick, that hazard shall not be thine. No, no. Not with that faraway home I see in that eye.
Captain, my captain, noble soul and grand old heart, why should anyone give chase to that hated fish? Away with me. Let us fly these deadly waters. This instant let me alter the course. How cheerily, oh, my captain, would we bowl on our way to sea Nantucket again? I think, sir, they have some mild blue days there, even as this.
They have. Some summer days in the morning. About this time, the boy wakes up, sits up in bed, and his mother tells him of me, of cannibal old me, how I am abroad upon the deep, but will yet come back to dance him again.
Every morning, my boy is carried to the hill to catch the first glimpse of his father's sail. Come, my captain, study out the course, let us away. Think of the boy's face from the window, the boy's hand on the sill.
What is it? What nameless, inscrutable, unearthly thing is it? What cozening, hidden lord and master and cruel, remorseless emperor commands me that against all natural lovings and longings, recklessly makes me ready to do what in my own proper natural heart I durst not so much as dare.
My captain, no, no, no.
Is Ahab, Ahab? Is it I, God, or who that lifts this arm?
No. For God's sake, sir, no!
I cannot go back! But it is a mild, mild wind. And a mild-looking sky. And the air smells now as if it blew from a distant meadow. They have been making hay somewhere under the slopes of the Andes. And the moors are sleeping among the new mown hay. Sleeping. Aye. And rust and greenness. As last year's scythes flung down and left in the half-cut swathes.
Stones have done sails!
High gates,
back home! A samurai's reborn!
boat!
Stand by the boat!
Mr. Starbuck, remember, stay on board. Keep the ship. Ham there!
Steady, man! Steady!
There go, flukes! Already! The boat's there!
Ready, sir! Ready!
Help me into the boat.
Ishmael, take the glass and stand by me at the helm.
Yes, sir.
No, my master, don't go. Don't leave.
Never fear, lad. Ahab will come back to you. Away there, Paul!
The sea is calming down, sir. Oh, sir, on a day like this, surely he cannot escape them.
Are they him, perhaps?
They're gaining on him. Did you see Badala's face, sir, as he got into Captain Ahab's boat?
Aye, lad, an expression of life at last. If no more than a death glimmer.
They are gaining on him, sir. And look at the birds flocking round him. And the boats. He hasn't seen them yet.
He has not seen us yet. Does no interior sense warn him of my approach? I would not steal on him unawares. Look, man. How beautifully he slides through the water. His whole long, dazzling sides. The sea is calm again. For me and him. Luxuriously he goes. His court of birds attending him. See what a valley his wake is. How the blue waters flow over again to fill it. And there! Do you see that land standing up from his great white back? Do you see it, man? Tis my lance, lad, stuck there years ago. Oh, beautiful Moby Dick. Wisely thou hidst thy hideous jaw beneath the water. Not the white bull Jupiter surpasses you. Oh, calm, enticing calm. Oh, whale. Thou glidest on to all who for the first time see thee, no matter how many thou hast bejuggled and destroyed before.
Sounded, sir. See, Mr. Starbuck, the white whirlpool he's left behind him, and the birds have rushed upwards to escape it. Did you see one of the birds swaying on the lance in his side, sir?
Aye, and I know whose lance it would be.
Not Captain Ahab, sir. After all these years.
Mine, my lance, mine. But wait, lads. He must be hunted patiently to begin with. Never fear, he'll put up again. Miles away, perhaps. Watch out ahead. See out the minute ye see white water.
Whale's breached right under the captain's boat. Is the thing about him, too?
He will not attack us. We shall sail head on to him and try to drive him off.
He's in the water. But no, he did not leap. He did not leap. The base whale threw him in.
In God's name, why doesn't Stubb or Flask turn towards him and pick him up?
Well, they don't, sir. The whale is dashing round them. He's churning the water like mad.
Stubb will not save him. Stubb will let him drown.
Well, be quiet, be quiet, Pip. I can't see. They're all in the water. No, only the captain. The others are climbing on. He's fitting the boat clean in half.
Oh, God. Let me get there.
Is he all right, Mr. Stubb?
He's safe in all events.
Captain Ahab, in heaven's name, speak to us.
Any missing men?
There were 5 oars in your boat, sir, and here are 5 men.
Help me to stand.
No, sir, lie there, I beg you.
Help me to stand. I must stand up. Thank you. Where is he?
There, sir. He's going to leeward still. It's almost too dark to see him.
I see him. The eternal sap runs up in me again.
But it's too late for us to lower for him today, sir.
But there is a tomorrow. Did you fetch my bull aboard?
There it is, sir. The thistle the ass refused. It pricked his mouth too keenly, sir.
You laugh before a wreck, do ye, Stubb?
It is an omen. And an ill one.
You two are the opposite poles of one thing. Starbuck is Stubb reversed, and Stubb is Starbuck. And between you, you're all mankind. And Ahab stands alone among the millions of the peopled earth. Nor gods nor men his neighbors. Aloft there! Do you see him?
Can't see the spout now, sir. Too dark.
How heading when last seen?
As before, sir. Straight to leeward.
He will travel slower now it is night. Down royals and stunsails, Mr. Starbuck.
Aye, sir.
We must not run over him before morning. He may heave to a while. Mr. Stubb, send a fresh hand to the foremast head and see it manned till morning.
Aye, aye, sir.
Men! Sir! The gold piece is mine, for I earned it. But I shall let it abide there till the white whale is dead. And whosoever of ye raises it on the day it shall be killed, this gold is that man's. And if on that day I shall again raise him, then 10 times its sum shall be divided among all of ye. Away now.
We are hunting a white whale. He is not such a beast as may be caught easily. A day's brief chase, the day's surrender. Night falls, and the foreign stars that set our heaven drop closer down, are lifted and borne by the swell, and splinter and dazzle the sight as the summer wave falls on the summer wave. And here in the night, they onward move, the 3, Ahab, the whale, the sea, our Trinity. The men breathe fitfully in bunk and hammock. They live as one in the daytime. Now at night, they dream as one. As one, they stir in their dream. We are a ship no longer. We are Ahab. We are one man now, not 30. Fears and forebodings we have felt, but not now. One courage leads us on. A single doom presses upon us. The chase at last is ours. Day breaks. The sea is empty. Oh, Starbuck's hope, he is gone. The sea is void. Smiling benevolently from dawn to noonday. But at that hour, the ship is wrung with delight. The whale is there. The sea, intolerably bright, leaps after him, and the white water round him blinds the sight. He will not be chased today. He comes to meet us. I, Ishmael, have seen this. I have also seen This is not yet the day we have waited for. This is defeat again. The Leviathan, a score of lances in his round white sides, lashes and beats the water. Ropes, men, harpoons and boats are the white whale's drapings now. I, Ishmael, have seen them. Under the arched, foam-beaten, sunlit sky, the desperate knives flash in the sun. He sounds. Are they safe? Are they safe? They are safe in the foam and froth of the sea. Its master mystery sinks to his depths below them, watching and waiting. He has drawn first blood and second.
He's drawn first blood and second. He shall not draw third. Help me, Starbuck. To sweet to lean sometimes be the leaner who he may. Do you see what he's done to me, Starbuck? Just mastered me a second time. And but 10 minutes in the water. But never mind. A leg can easily be mended. They're white whale, nor man, nor fiend can so much as graze me in my own proper being. Which way is he?
Dead to leeward, sir.
Up helm there! Aye, aye, sir. Pile on the sail again!
Aye, sir!
Down the rest of the spare boats and rig them!
Aye, aye, sir!
Muster the boat's crews and count them!
Aye, aye, sir!
Give me something for a cane. There, that shivered lance will do. Help me to the bulwarks.
All hands, muster!
I'll 10 times girdle the unmeasured globe. Yea, and dive straight through it. But I'll slay him yet.
In Jesus' name, no more of this, sir. 'Tis worse than devil's madness. 2 days chased, twice stove to splinters, thy very leg once more snatched from under thee. All good angels mobbing thee with warnings. What more wouldst thou have?
Starbuck, of late I felt strangely moved to thee. Ever since that hour we both saw, thou knowest what, in one another's eyes. But in this matter of the whale, Ahab is forever Ahab, man. This whole act's immutably decreed. 'Twas rehearsed by thee and me 1,000,000,000 years before this ocean rolled. I am fate's lieutenant. I act under orders. Are ye still there, man? Who's missing? Who's missing? Stop! Answer me.
A dollar, sir.
That black vomit wrench thee! Run! All of ye below! Find him! Find him!
He's no good, sir. We searched everywhere afore telling ye. He's gone, sir. He must have been caught up among the tangles of the line.
Get forward, all of ye! Get out of my sight! Gone. Gone? What means that little word? What death knell rings in it that old Ahab shakes as if he were the belfry? Gone. The thing is called omens. Fidallo. Gone. And he was to go before. But still was to be seen again ere I could perish.
Daybreak, sonny.
Aye, I know. Is he still in sight?
No. They haven't raised him yet.
You know I'm to take Fidala's place today in Ahab's boat, Manker.
Aye, sonny. Do you hope we've lost sight of him for good?
Moby Dick.
Aye.
I don't know what to hope, Manker.
Nothing.
6 hours since daybreak. I've oversailed him in the dark, fool. What did Fidala say? I shall still go before thee, thy pilot. I shall appear to pilot thee still. A hempen rope alone can kill thee. Forehead, I meet thee this time, Moby Dick.
Undead there! Brace sharper up! Crowd her into the wind's eye! Crew, stand ready by the boats!
Stand ready by the boats!
Starbuck, I am old. Shake hands with me, man.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Do not go. Oh, sir, it is a brave man that weeps. Do not go.
Lower away, Mr. Starbuck.
Lower away!
Sharks, the sharks! Oh, my master!
Pip, you speak true. There on his ship they hover beneath the water as vultures hover in the air. And look, they draw off from the others to follow him alone. Oh, my God, what is this that shoots through me and leaves me so deadly calm and yet expectant?
Drive in your nails, oh, you waves. To the uttermost heads, drive them in. Ye but strike a thing without a lid, and no coffin and no hearse can be mine. And hemp alone can kill me.
Did you see him, lad, before he sounded? Did you see my harpoon in his side, and my ropes girt round him? My ropes! Mine! He will not get far from us.
Look.
Do you see the ropes?
Look. Look, the whale's side.
There he is. Look.
Madala, dead.
He's fastened to Moby Dick's side.
The ropes are all round him. He's torn to pieces.
Madala,
dead.
I see thee again, Parsi. Aye, and thou goest before. This is the hearse thou didst promise. But I hold thee to the last letter of thy word. Where is the second hearse? Where is the second? Away, mates! Back to the ship! I shall follow him alone! In my own boat! With my own men! Yes, with you, Ishmael. And these yellow remnants, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
On, then! Stop! Blast! Get back to the ship!
Aye, aye, sir.
I shall follow him alone. He was meant for me alone. Tell Starbuck to turn the ship about and follow me at that distance.
I follow him alone.
The sharks, sir, the sharks.
Heed them not. Their teeth but give new rollicks to your oars. Pull on.
But at every bite, sir, the blades are smaller and smaller.
Pull on, aye. All alive now, we near him. Give me the iron. Thou white devil from hell, there is my weapon. There! Tow the boat up to the whale. Pull on it, man.
The rope, sir. The rope has snapped.
What breaks in me? Some sinew cracks.
The rope.
His rope has snapped. Great God.
Look, look.
The whale's turned away from him.
But it's coming towards us. It's turned towards the ship.
Great God. Not against me, but against my ship.
My ship. Men, men, pull. Pull. Will you not save my ship?
Sir, we cannot.
Oh, will ye not save my ship?
yet die I must, die bravely.
Oh, whale! I grin at thee, thou grinning whale!
We are spent and done!
The voyage is up!
My master, my master!
The ship! My ship is the second hearse. The hearse upon the waters. My ship! My ship! Death, glorious ship! Must ye then perish? And without me, I cut off from the last pride of meanest shipwrecked captains. Oh, lonely death, a lonely life. My topmost greatness lies in my topmost grief. Oh, no. Your furthest bounds, pour in ye bold billows of my foregone life and top this one piled comber of my death. To the last I grapple with thee! For hate's sake I spit my last breath at thee! And let me tow to pieces, still chasing thee, still tied to thee, thou damned whale! Thus I give up the spear!
Gone. Oh, King, all your unwilling servants have gone before you, into the whirlpool, down. And why should I alone escape? Is it only to tell your story, foolish King? Why do I float alone on this magic driftwood? And is it boat or coffin? I glide alone on a gliding sea. The unharming sharks go by as though with padlocks on their mouths. My eyes are full of salt and blood. Yet the silenced birds stay high above me, aloft in a trance of mercy. Oh, let me live. A day and a night have gone. There are crowded sails, whitened in a new day's light. Are they bearing toward me? They are the sails of the Rachel, still looking for her dead. Let me live, O God. Even with every hand against me, mine against all, even alone, if only to tell a story, even alone, O thou fair Christ in heaven, even alone,
even alone. Let me live.